This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to The Essentials. I am your host, Hubert Edwards, and you're joining us on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM, The Essentials, The Reset. As usual, we are going to have ourselves a wonderful, wonderful conversation. We always do. We always talk about things which are going to be uplifting, inspirational, and informative. And this evening, as we continue our series, working very closely with our brother, Mr. Orlando Miller, who most of you know as Landlord, who has been assisting, you know, it's kind of a, you know, one hand clap the next, one hand can't clap type of thing. But he has been tapping his network and sharing with us some of his contacts of persons who are out there, especially within the religious arena, who are doing great things. And in many instances, these individuals are having an impact on us right here in the Bahamas. And so we take time out not only to speak with them, but also to celebrate their achievements, to celebrate what they're doing, to get some insight into their vision, look at what the strategy is, and kind of try to relay that to you, the listener, to show and showcase the opportunities which are out there. And this evening, I think we are definitely going to have one of those conversations. And so to all of the persons who are listening, I want you to pull closer. We always invite you to grab a young child and put them beside the radio and tell them to sit and don't move, because there's always going to be something positive for that young boy, for that young girl. In one way or another, there's always something that is going to be said over the next 90 minutes, which might change your mind, which might change some minds, which might help other persons to see the world just a little bit differently. But as usual, we will take ourselves a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to get right into it, because on the live line, sitting in the green room, we have waiting a man who is well known in many, many circles and is making himself even more so known right here in the Bahamas. He's going to be joining us. So stay tuned. Don't move. Come right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device, Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes us whiter than snow.
Welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset, as we are joined on the live line by Bishop Kenneth Wells of the Gospel Industry Network. Welcome to The Essentials, Bishop.
Hey, thank you, Bahamas, for having me.
It's certainly a pleasure. And you know, it doesn't matter where you are from. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. Once you have looked towards the Bahamas, then the Bahamas is your home.
And I love it, too. I've been there, man.
Yes. And so we are here this evening, in a way, celebrating the connections between yourself and our brother, Orlando Miller, who has made this interview happen. And so we want to give thanks for that. But we're here to talk about you and the Gospel Industry Network and what that means. What does it mean for persons within the realm of Christianity, persons out there who are doing great work and sometimes become unsung heroes because they possibly do not have the wherewithal, the knowledge, they remain in the background for too long, miss out on opportunities. Tell us exactly what the Gospel Network is, what's the vision, and what is it that you are seeking to achieve?
Well, it is exactly what it's called. It's a network for people that love gospel music, that create gospel music, that work in gospel music, that own gospel music. So we come to push the music out further, you know, into the world. We have 70 cities across the country, including the London and Canada areas, of course, the Bahamas. And we come together and we encourage each other. But the part that I like is we try to hold gospel music workers and artists to an accountability. That's a word that you don't hear often in Black gospel, mm-hmm. accountability.
And what does that accountability look like?
Can I say one word? No, I have to use two words. And two words. One, integrity.
Yes.
Two, holiness.
Okay. So integrous holiness.
Holiness is a lifestyle and a standard that mm-hmm. represents Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And, you know, that's been one of the biggest problems that we've had in the American gospel music. We accept the talent without the anointing. Mm. We accept the talent without the accountability and the lifestyle, you know, because they can sing good. We want to give them stellar awards and Grammys and all that kind of stuff, but their life can be shabby. Are you all familiar with that word, shabby?
Yeah.
You know, and this is a, it's a small portion of what we do because we promote gospel music. We're a strong engine, radio, television, print media, record labels, anything gospel, we're pushing it, but the accountability is a part that has been missing. You know, because we've made celebrities, gospel celebrities, supposed to be people that carry the cross, but they do not represent the lifestyle of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You have individuals who are carrying the crosses rather than carrying the cross.
There you go.
Some of your listeners, some of the persons listening to you in certain places would definitely say to you, you know, that there is a opportunistic effort in many instances where individuals see beyond conviction an opportunity and jump on it rather than stay true to what, you know, the lifestyle, as you indicate, ought to be.
Yeah. And I think it's a bad thing. The late Reverend Cleveland said it very well. He said, everybody talking about heaven ain't going. And I think it's a bad thing to have a song that leads someone to Christ and the carrier of the song that make it in themselves, you know? Yeah. So, and that's just one side. That's the rough ministry side that we have to talk. Because how can you do gospel music without talking about Jesus? You know, how can we do gospel music and not talk about the cross? And the sacrifice, you know, and more people are more so into the beat instead of the actual ministry. And I accept, you know, all of the beats and stuff as long as it has some solid word in it, you know, because in our organization, we have the hip hop side. You ever heard of Canton Jones?
No, not never.
Okay. Yeah. Big hip hop person out here in the States, mm-hmm. MC Nice. You know, and then we have choirs, we have quartets, you know, we have different genres of gospel music. So the sound of the music, you know, it's, we accept it all. It's just got to have the cross in it.
Yeah. Let's talk about what you indicated when one goes to your website. One of the first words certainly would jump out at me, and I think it will jump out at others. You say that as part of your approach, your objective is to cultivate mastery and achievement and advancement of the contribution of gospel to the arts industry. So you're looking at this not with a narrow genre of gospel music, but how gospel music contributes is a part of the entire global arts world. You know, how do you propose to achieve this? And when you mention the word mastery, when you think about the concept mastery, what does that mean to you from Gospel Industry Network perspective?
Well, having a certain quality and to master something means to try to do it in excellence, you know? So if it's going to represent gospel, let it be done in excellence. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of answer that?
Yeah, that does.
You know, yeah. So we're trying to get, you know, people to invest in themselves, because you can't imagine how much music we get that people are saying, hey, I got a single or a CD that I need to get out. And because their grandmother told them, you need to record, they go and record, but it's not done in excellence. Mm. It's not played, you know, like you're on 96.9 FM. You can't just put anything on a FM station. It needs to be able to stand alongside of a Kirk Franklin or a Yolanda Adams as far as quality.
Okay. So basically, you are seeing, or you are being approached by individuals who, you know, may have the raw talent, may have the ability to sing, to play, to write, but lack the necessary expertise and know-how to get their products to a world-class standard, if you will, to get it to a standard which is going to effectively represent themselves as a brand and represent the wider genre. That's what you're saying to us?
Absolutely. There is a specific packaging that has to come to us as radio, because I've been in radio for over 30-something years myself. So, and I get them all the time, and it has to be packaged well. You know, we don't get CDs like we used to, but even your one sheet should look well enough to draw my attention and say this person has invested it in themselves. And I look forward to listening to the music because the packaging looks good,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So packaging, you know, that when CDs were out, people would give us CDs that looked like they just told their kids to go draw with them. and you know, and we would look at it and say, well, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, but then I would see the ones where the people would invest in a great photo, great graphics and all that. And it made my anticipation great to hear the music, and the music matched the quality of the packaging,
mm-hmm.
you know? So all of that counts.
Yeah. Let's talk about another one of the objectives which you indicated, and that is to strengthen churches. You started out by laying before us the idea that there are many individuals within the, or who produce, sing, put out within the gospel genre, who are not really committed, they're not convicted, they are in the strictest sense not Christians, but they do sing. You have an objective here of strengthening churches. In a very fundamental way, some of the same points that you posited about the individual can be posited about some churches. Is there a risk of over-commercialization in this regard? What exactly is it that you are seeking to help, and are you making the same distinction at the church level as you make at the individual level, as you spoke of earlier?
So when it comes to the church, and I hope I'm understanding what you're saying, when it comes to the church, our involvement with individual churches is to let them know that, especially a pastor, you know, and we really try, we're trying to get more and more pastors into the gospel music industry, mm-hmm. because they help us hold an accountability. But churches are, the pastor is a promoter, because he's the person who says who comes in and out of his church. You know, he is the one that has the key to the venues where gospel artists can come and minister or perform, you know, and certain churches that even have bookstores. In the States, we've lost a lot of retail stores. And if there's a church that has a bookstore, now that church now becomes a community retailer for us, you know, because they have a bookstore.
Yeah.
So we can go, that can be a place where people get, if we're having a ticketed concert, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So the church itself, And the church is our consumer, you know, for gospel music. If we don't have church people listening to us, gospel music is not going to last. And a lot of people wonder how come gospel music is not doing as well as it used to do. And that's because there's been a great falling away in the church. You know, the consumers are church people for gospel music.
That's true.
You know, that's our target. We can't go to the clubs and, you know, we're going there, we're going to work. We're trying to get them saved. Mm-hmm. But if we're having a gospel concert, the people that we normally will target to come to the concert are the people that's in the church. It's needed for gospel music to stay alive, mm-hmm. you know, if that makes sense.
And so you see this as a symbiotic relationship where you help them, provide a level of awareness of the contribution that they can bring to the industry itself. And like you say, in many ways, they become outlets for the products
Absolutely.
That you put out. You recognize that they are an important part of your target market. So working with them, they are working with you, and we go along happily ever after, right?
Yeah. Because, like, you know, even for us in our conference, we pull in, like we said, record labels, and people will say, well, I don't sing, and I'm not in radio and all that kind of stuff. But if you music, you can come and learn how to help us promote it. Because, like, right now, the most important person is a influencer, a person who can get on social media and people follow them. So YouTube is pulling in influencers. You have record labels that are giving people contracts because they have a following. They can't sing, they don't do radio, but they can get on social media and people listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. You know? So if we can get more people influencer that will talk about positive things in the church, positive things about gospel music, and they can draw attention. You know, you always have that one person in the community that knows everybody's business. They know everything that's going on at this church and that church, and they can tell you. Well, that person, if they would become a positive influencer, can really help the community. And that person is in the church.
Yeah. You keep emphasizing this, and I think, you know, just from my own personal perspective, from my own personal you know, moral bearing. I'm not here representing the Christian community. We haven't. I'm the host. I'm interviewing you, but I take the position that individuals who hold themselves out to be involved in these things ought to be truly involved in a fundamental way, and they need to regulate themselves based on the principles that they vocalize. And I noted that each time you speak about this, you speak about the church, you speak about the individual, you are getting to that fundamental. This is important to you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So are you talking about as far as us living the lifestyle of Christ? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely, man. And it's because I've been in it so long and seen so much stuff, and I see the damage that it does, you know. And let me give you an example. So we have a show out here called Sunday's Best. You ever heard of that?
Sunday's Best. I saw it while I was doing the research. You know, a couple of people.
Yeah. Well, we have a show.
Mama Sue and Company.
Yeah, Mama Sue. Yeah. Yes. Good friend of mine, Mama Sue. She lives the life, okay? So now what Sunday's Best does is Sunday Best allows people to come exercise their talent, and whoever can sing the best and get the best votes will get a record deal. Now, it doesn't matter how they live, okay? If the people vote for you and you can sing and you can do runs and all that kind of stuff and you can grab the attention of the audience, they'll give you a gospel record deal, okay? So this person is supposed to be now an ambassador of Jesus Christ when they weren't actually living, they just had the gift. So we've had people who won those shows and will go out, and their lifestyles is contrary to the fundamentals. I like that you use that word. Their lifestyle is contrary to the fundamentals of being a, it draws confusion because now they've drawn a fan base, and we've had some that go on social media and they drink and cuss and get high, and then the people are saying, oh, this is okay for me to do this because she's doing it and she's supposed to be, or he is doing this and they're supposed to be a Christian. So that's why I said it's really important that we don't confuse people, because the objective of Christian people is to draw people to Christ.
Yeah. And as part of your whole process, right, so while you're focusing on the music, the producing, the development, you also have a course where you're touching on Christian businesses. And by that, you mean businesses which are owned and run by individuals who are Christians?
Yeah, and Christian businesses, yeah. So we like to, promote people who have, and I hope this is what you're talking about. We have campaigns where we help people who have, they are born again believers, mm-hmm. and they have businesses, and we help promote those, you know, on social media. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So we do that. You know, we really want, especially if they're African American or Black, you know, and they're Christians, we really, really want to help promote their businesses, because we know that if we help them succeed, they'll sow back into the kingdom.
Mm. Yeah, so, you know, we are having this conversation with Bishop Kenneth Wells, and we're talking about the Gospel Industry Network. And he's helping us to understand what exactly is it that they do, how they do it, who they look into. And what is important about this is, in recent times, a chapter of this organization has been launched right here in the Bahamas. And we're going to come to that in a not too short while. But I just want to come back to you very, very quickly before we get into our first break, Bishop, and ask you from a vision perspective, if you could just broaden that, your attitude of being in multiple locations within the United States, but also now looking to beyond the borders of the United States, in a way looking global. Why is this important to you at this point in time?
Because if we're connected, if I have a group of people in Los Angeles, and then there's a group of people like-minded with the same purpose in Nigeria, we can connect easier, you know? So if there's people doing the same thing in Nigeria that we're doing, when they want to come to our coast, it's easy because we're already family and we know each other and we know that we're focusing on the same purpose, you know? Like you mentioned, landlord, you know, I love that brother. I know his heart. So I'll do anything for him. He can get anything from us and our organization because we're networked together, you know? So he can send artists to me and I can send artists to him, and whatever we're doing, we're campaigning together because, you know, we have that reach, you know? So that's why it's important. We have, you know, London. We just went to London in October and had a big industry thing. Every other year we go to London. You know, so as America goes to London, and then the next year, London comes to America, you know. So we have things like that.
It's a coming to America sort of a thing, right?
Coming
to America.
Yeah. Hey, and we're coming to the Bahamas.
Well, we're going to talk about that right after we take this, our first break. We're having a conversation with Bishop Kenneth Wells, CEO of the Gospel Industry Network. And he says here that this new platform will give unheard voices who work diligently behind the scenes an opportunity to be finally heard. There is a chapter right here in the Bahamas. And so those of you out there listening, those of you who work within the gospel arena, it's time to pull yourself closer, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bahamas chapter and the expectation and the vision and the things that he wants to see happen right here in the 242. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. Come right back.
On the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just another morning, another day to face. I'm tired of feeling lonely. What I need is your embrace. Seems I'm always in a hurry. Please understand, my friend. I love to spend some time with you, but I'm running late again. What I need most of all, I don't take time to do. Lord, though I'm busy still, I can hear these words from you. In my arms, spend a moment, just a moment, yeah, in my arms.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Hubert Edwards, and I am having a conversation with none other than Bishop Kenneth Wells. He is the CEO of the Gospel Industry Network. And he says something which I think is very, very important. Whatsoever they do, whatsoever they seek to do, they want to undergird it, want to ensure that at a foundational level, integrity runs throughout. And I think this is important because too many times, too many instances, on too many occasions, at all levels, at all walks of life, we see persons doing things, great things, some we enjoy, some we don't. But then there comes that moment when you realize integrity isn't a part. And that is especially so important when we find ourselves in leadership positions, or we find ourselves in positions where we can and actually do influence others, cause persons to look to us for examples, for direction. we become guiding lights. It's absolutely, absolutely important that in everything that we do or we seek to do, we ensure that it's undergirded with integrity. And so here is an organization built on that foundation, which has found itself in the Bahamas through a chapter. So, Bishop, I want you to take the listeners to why the Bahamas? Why are you here? What is it that you see on the ground? And how this organization is potentially positioned to help artisans, to help artists, to help individuals who, as if you've been in the Bahamas for about 5 minutes, you know that this place is chock full of talent. How is the Gospel Industry Network positioned to assist?
Yeah, well, you know, let me give a shout out to Pastor McGinnis. He's out there in the Bahamas, and then, of course, Landlord. And then over in Freeport, Derek Stubbs. And, you know, Derek had me come over to Freeport. And, man, I heard, because I went and was invited to Freeport, Bahamas, I heard some talents that I never would have heard before. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked to hear, you know, it's like America. We, you know, it's just a dime a dozen out here. We just have, you know, talented people all over. Mm-hmm. And we think that we have it, we're the only ones that have it. But when we go out to other places and we say, hey, man, these people, they're ready for our stage, you know, and we see that they may even be more sincere. Because when I went to Derek's thing in Freeport, they bought the power of God down in that place. And I was like, you know, we have people out here that can fill up an auditorium of 5,000 people that don't have the anointing that this little person over there in the Bahamas had, you know? And, you know, even Landlord, he's gifted and talented, you know, he can be on the same stage as the Kirk Franklin,
yep,
you know, if given the opportunity, you know, and that's what the gin is trying to do because, you know, and I'm not trying to knock on any artist's longevity, you know, but it's like Kirk Franklin been doing it for a long time. He's still the number one artist and has been the number one artist for over 20, 30 years now. Well, when are we going to allow another artist to come in and share some of that? You know, so there's so many other artists out there that are doing good and, you know, they need a platform and a stage. And that's what the GM wants to do. We're looking for new artists that we can help and promote. So we have that network. So like anytime that, and I didn't know that Landlord Key is, you know, until I started watching some videos and watched him perform. And I was like, man, this guy's talented, you know, but if I wouldn't have come to the Bahamas, I never would have saw it if I didn't build a relationship with him. So now he can call me and say, hey, I'm coming to LA, set up some gigs for me. And it's a done deal. Mm. You know, he can go to any city. He can call, hey, Bishop, I want to go to Chicago. And then I'll hook him up with Willie Jones, who's over our Chicago gen. And he can go to any city that he wants to because he's a part of gen.
Yeah, I think that is so, so important, especially for artists in the Bahamas. Because there's a couple of things. At the end of the day, yes, I understand and fully appreciate the argument you make. It's about being Christian. It's about being fundamental to that. It's about living the life. But if this is the way you choose to make a living, you have to start thinking about the economics of it. And the Bahamas is a naturally smaller market. The demand is way less than you would experience there in the United States. So GIN, Gospel Industry Network, I shouldn't say GIN because that may be misinterpreted. But Gospel Industry
no,
Network.
That's what we go by. We go by the GIN, so that's fine.
Yeah, in network.
Yeah.
Offers and opens doors for individuals who are here in the Bahamas. I know I see somewhere in some writing, my good friend Corey, DJ Counselor, is also associated. So this is a big thing. This is an important thing because the marketing of gospel music, marketing of any music for that matter, is fundamental to its success. And you are presenting a gateway, a platform for individuals to be able to join you, to jump on, and to receive courtesies like you explain that would have been extended to landlord. He wants to go to Chicago. He wants to go to LA. He wants to go to New York. You know someone in every one of these places. Man, he's coming. Make sure that he's okay.
Yes, yes. And we're also connected with all of the award shows. You know, we have people that are a part of our team that are on different staffs, mm-hmm. there, with the Stella Awards. I'm personal friends with Teresa Harrison and the lady that's over the Dove Awards. Now, the Dove Awards is the Grammys of gospel music. So that's definitely a place that you want to go and just learn and take notes. But Jackie Patello, who is African-American, she's over that. And the Dove Awards is everybody. It's the white people. It's the Hispanics. They are the Grammys. All things Christian music is the Dove Awards. And we have people that are a part of the Dove teams. So, you know, and there's all kinds of award shows around here. And you always find somebody that's a part of the GN that's working on these award shows. So there's so many outlets. And you know, it's kind of like you got to get in yourself. And you can look at some of you all's generals, the late Miles Monroe. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was in the States all the time. He got out. You know, he was in demand here. But his packaging was of excellence.
Yes. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, a mentor to many of us, certainly mm-hmm. A mentor to Landlord.
Yes.
Work very closely with him. But you know, you make an important point. The point is, it's not sufficient to be talented, and certainly it's not sufficient to be the best thing in a small market. You have to figure a way of how you can get out into the big markets, how you can package yourself, market yourself, and put your product out in such a way that you're going to attract attention and make money doing it. Because, you know, let's not fool ourselves. We have to make some money.
Yeah. the Bible tells us that money answereth all things.
Yes.
So, you know, we wouldn't even have church if there was no money, you know, coming in. So it's just like, you got to learn how to get extra money because you still have to eat and sleep, mm-hmm. you know? So you got to find some way to invest to help push your gospel career. And it's good to be great in your own home because that's where you're supposed to start. Start in the Bahamas, become great there, develop your craft there, and then, you know, get someone like Landlord who will help push you out to the other areas, you know, push you into Florida, you know, and we have a strong team in Florida. Then after you go to Florida, you go to Texas, you move around, yes. you know, so that's the networking part.
And then after you go to Texas, you make sure you get to Uganda because through Landlord, we've been having conversations with persons all around the world. You get into Africa, you get into Jamaica. We had a conversation with Jermaine Edwards not too long ago. We had a conversation with a young lady who is in Uganda. And she's from Uganda and was actually doing radio in Rwanda. She's out there. And what we are seeking to do here at this moment is to open the doors, is to say to you, here are opportunities for you to not only be good in your small spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
But to, with the support of individuals who have already started to either blaze some trails or making some inroads into trails already blazed, that
yeah.
you can follow in those footsteps and you're not going to be alone. You're going to be supported. And that's why the Gospel Industry Network is here in the Bahamas. I just want to invite persons, if you wish to call in to, you may have a question for the bishop, you may have a comment, you may just want to find out some information. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We certainly would love to hear from you. Bishop, you said something earlier, which I just need to circle back on. Ready for our stage. So the time you've been here, based on the people that you have seen, that there's developed, matured talent right here in the Bahamas, not just Landlord, which, if given the exposure, if they take the opportunities and the risk, if they invest in themselves, could be doing great things in your side of the world, in your markets.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they you said the word developing. You're probably being developed at your local church. You could be a pastor's daughter. Your dad makes you get up and lead praise and worship every Sunday. And your job is to usher the people into the presence of God. And you didn't realize that when your dad put you on there, that stage at your local church was preparing you for a bigger stage. Because that's all our stages require, is that you that your talent is perfected and that you have the ability to usher in us into the presence of God.
Pastor Clinton is trying to reach us. You know, you can continue to do that. We haven't seen your call come in yet, but we certainly would like to join you in this conversation. I think this may be him right now, the president of the local chapter. Do we have him on the line? Welcome to the Essentials. Go ahead. Good evening. Welcome to the Essentials.
Certainly a pleasure, and I want to thank Landlord for making those connections for Bishop to come and speak into our marketplace. And I want to say welcome to Bishop. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I know. We've been talking about connections all evening, and so this is an example of what connection means. Because, you know, while you may be listening to us on the front part of the radio, there's a whole machinery taking place in the background. Calls are being made, texts are being sent, and persons are lining up to join. So, Clinton, tell us a bit. We did hear from the bishop, but, you know, you are the man on the ground. I understand that you're the president of this chapter. Talk to us about what it means, how important this is for the Bahamas and gospel music, gospel output, gospel artists at this point in time in our history.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hubert. What is so important is Bishop mentioned you have to have a resolve.
I think you're a little bit low, Pastor. If you could speak up, just speak into the phone just a little bit more.
Okay. Okay, you probably... Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Earlier, Bishop talked about you have to determine to develop your craft, and you have to perfect your craft here, and you have to go places to expose yourself and the opportunity that the markets would make available for you. And so what happened in terms of initiating the process was having connections states. It creates a groundswell of opportunity. And so because of relationship, for example, with one Dr. Deborah Brown in the Florida market who knew me, Bishop was coming to town along with, I think it's Darrell Coley was in town in 2018, 2019 for a meeting in Fort Lauderdale. And she said, Clinton, you need to come to this meeting. And so we just started having conversations back and forth. And because of that, we extended ourselves. Bishop was very gracious to us, very humble in his deportment, very serious. And he invited us to the table. And over the period of 2 years, in the middle of the pandemic, he decided that, hey, we cannot come to the Bahamas, but we're going to create a virtual platform to install the chapter. And so what all that he has said in terms of the chapters and the connections, it really creates the platform for artists, for practitioners like producers and you name it, for us to expose ourselves, our craft, our work, so that we can multiply the effect of of what it is that we can do here in many ways. And so I think this is what it's all about, but relationship matters in the marketplace. And so I want to thank Bishop for considering the Bahamas in this regard.
Yes, and you will stay with us for a little bit because I want to ask, Bishop, your experience working with the various individuals within the Bahamas here, with Pastor Clinton, with Landlord, from a leadership perspective, you know, if I wasn't to know anything about them, what would be the one thing that jumps out at you about the leadership from the Bahamas around the local chapter?
Well, first, definitely their integrity. I love these men of God. I can say that they are men of God.
That troublesome word again, integrity?
integrity, absolutely, integrity. And, you know, consent is very consistent, and he wants things to happen for the Bahamas. I mean, he has tried, well, the pandemic is really what messed us up because he had lined up quite a few things, like two times at least, for us to bring a load of people to the Bahamas because he just loves the Bahamas and feels that it should be shared, you know, with the brothers and sisters from America. But there was always something like the pandemic that came up. But he really believes that that we have something in common and that we need to fellowship together. You know, so I really like that about him. You know, he really, really wants something big to happen for gospel music there. You know, he gets with the politicians and everything, you know, and then the same thing with Landlord, man. They believe and they love the Bahamas, and they really want that connection. So I really appreciate that about them.
Yeah, and I think that is very, very, very important to have a type of leadership which you are confident in, because after all, they are representative ambassadors, if you will, of the wider network, and the extent to which you can maintain that thread of integrity is subject to what they do on this side of the world. So, Pastor Clinton, when you sit down with your team as the president and you kind of cast your eyes across the waters, you cast your eyes around the Bahamas, what are some of the things that you're looking at? What are some of the things which is exciting you? What are some of the things which you are kind of, you know, going head over heels at the possibility at this point in time as you kind of lay out a plan and a vision over the next year, over the next 2 years, 5 years? Talk to us.
Well, thank you, but certainly one thing that I've gained personally, benefited from, is the level and of exposure that the Jinn has brought to our leadership team. For example, when you get on the platform and you would speak to producers who are creating new projects for Disney, whereas in Jamaica or somewhere in America, sitting down with us and are excited that the Bahamas is represented because of our brand, because of who we are. When you sit down to the table and people give identity and they feel proud about the Bahamas, first of all, it makes me feel included in a bigger marketplace. And that means well for us. But one thing that Bishop indicated to us, that they want to help Bohemian artists, like he said about Landlord, to have access through the marketplace of the world where Jinn has its influence. And so in connecting our chapters, whether it's in Freeport, in building our chapters, whether it's in Freeport, here in Nassau, Bimini, or further down in the Southeast Bahamas, or even in Exuma, we're seeking to build chapters of strategic leaders in the gospel industry so that each of our islands, this will not just be a Nassau or Freeport-centric experience, but the entire talent and gifts and pool that are in the Bahamas can be exposed to the Stella, to the Dove, to the Jinn working as it meets every year. And the pandemic has really hindered us, except for this year, Landlord went and represented us. But we definitely are building a presence. We have had our first two conclaves where we had from the Edison Sumner, Kevin Harris, Travis Edgecombe. We had Orsalinger Dort. We had the whole slew of persons in caucus and in seeking to develop the business of gospel so that we can influence, not just as from a ministry standpoint, because people got to live. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're seeking to do, create the environment that artisans can benefit and to come forth. And so we're excited about connecting. And for example, we process of positioning ourselves for greater exposure in the new year as we go forward. So, Hubert, that's what's happening, and that's what we're planning to do.
Yeah, without, you know, I'm not asking you to let anything out of the bag that you don't want to talk about at this point in time, but my personal observation is that there are many local artists within the gospel genre that needs help. Whether they want to admit it or no, they need help. They have the talent, the raw talent in some instance, needs to be polished, needs greater investment, if you will. But even those who would have who could be considered to be more matured, ready for the stage, as Bishop said, even some of those individuals, they definitely need help. So, Bishop, how do you bring the might and the power of your network into, remote location, for want of a point? How do you bring that to the Bahamas in a fulsome way so that persons can plug in a more tangible means and to reduce the type of timeline it takes to get from, well, I am talented, to I am now stage ready and I can go out there, ply my craft and make money? How do you assess with that?
So let me make sure I understand what you're asking me. Mm-hmm. How do we make it so that the people can be more tangible to our organization physically? Meeting in person, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, certainly meeting in person, but bringing your skills, your knowledge, your know-how to the local scene to help persons on the ground to kind of, up their game, to get faster, that type of a thing?
Well, we definitely have a team of people. Matter of fact, Pastor Clinton had actually set it up, but COVID knocked it right out of the water. You know, we had airplane tickets and everything. We were coming to the Bahamas. And so all we got to do is just reschedule it. And if we come, we're going to bring record labels. We're going to bring executives, and everybody. And we'll share everything about the gospel music, So all we got to do is plan it and make it happen. Now, it's easy virtually because we have a meeting every first Monday. And I think that's what Pastor was talking about, that we all come on Zoom on a Monday. And you'll have all kind of record executives and artists, and we're all on sharing, virtually. But physically, which we want to do, is come down there. Somebody, whoever plans it, will come. We just got to set a date and make it make sense, And we'll come and just share what it takes,
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's a powerful thing. We have a pastor back. Welcome back. I think you drop off for just a bit. So
yes,
when I'm going to kind of take the same question and flip it in a slightly different way. So you have the network. You obviously, for persons who are part of the network, would be your first priority. Nothing wrong with that. But when you look as to how can you help the ordinary aspiring gospel artist who goes to the church down the road that have 60 persons on Sunday, but is an excellent, wonderful singer, person who have the ability to, as Bishop said, at some point in time, become stage ready. How are you doing that? How are you reaching the four corners of the Bahamas and unearthing the diamonds in the rough?
Well, for example, we have producers on our team like Glenn Johnson, the Venerable Glenn Johnson, right? Who is so open to help develop talents in many ways, whether it's vocally, whether it's instrumental, whether it's through production.
we are persons like those persons on us. The environment is created for that to happen. This incentivizes artists who are prepared to be groomed and prepared. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's another issue in dealing with artists, and that is people have to be willing and ready to receive the critical, constructive criticism to help develop their craft. I remember one time we were in studio producing a project, Glenn and I, and we hired an artist. We brought in an artist to do this project, and the artist was not disciplined, was not serious enough. Glenn has his time to manage his affairs. I have time to manage my affairs. I'm trying to create this environment, this platform. The artist was not serious. You know what we did? We called the artist in and said, listen, yeah, we thank you so much, but in this case, we don't think you're prepared to go forward. We brought in Vanessa Clark, the late Vanessa Clark, and Vanessa took that project to another level. You have to be serious when people invest in you. You have to be serious, and you have to be prepared to feel exposed. You, because we cannot send anything, like Bishop was making reference. We just cannot send anyone from the Bahamas to say, hey, we represent the Bahamas. And so artists have to also be prepared to submit to the training and the discipline that are needed to help them. Landlord, for example, Hubert, tells the story about sometimes, even on his show, sometimes artists don't want to invest in time to be interviewed, time for their music to be presented to the world. And he has to go forward and create the marketplace, the market, in order to distribute and promote their music. So we have to have this sense of readiness for quality and intentional discipline to develop our craft so that we can be ready for those marketplaces that Bishop Wells them are trying to create, have created, so that we can walk into the future. So that's the issue here on the ground, but we are working with it, and we have the people to help make it happen.
Okay, I think that is an important issue to look at. You know, they say, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's a very interesting statement, because oftentimes the teacher is standing right there beside you all this time. But you just are not ready. And I think, you know, another one would be knowledge begins with humbleness. I believe that we have to get to the place where we understand that there's a bigger world than maybe the world that we are used to. There are greater heights than the heights that we have been to. There is way more to achieve than sometime we have dreamt about. And it is in that space of allowing other individuals to, if you will, infect your environment, that sometimes you're going to get the best of it. It's the ability to plug into a bishop, which by extension plugs into the United States and Jamaica and London and plug to Africa and so on and so forth. These are the things which persons need to come to understand and be willing to take the risk and take the plunge. But of course, as you mentioned, at the end of the day, after we talk about integrity, we must ask persons, if you're going to be good at anything, you will have to be disciplined. And without discipline, nothing great is going to be achieved. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. We're going to take ourselves a break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Bishop Kenneth Wells. And we have also on the line Pastor Clinton. And we are having this nice conversation about the Gospel Industry Network. We're also looking at how this is poised to help us right here in the Bahamas. Persons who operate within that gospel genre. This is your opportunity. If you have a question, if you have a suggestion, if you have a point to make, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and our text line 422-4796. I know we are.
The new Guardian Radio app
is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy village. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
A landlord, Louisiana, Alcatraz, and Solar sent this to the world. Make them know some war is ugly and love is lovely.
To the essentials, the reset, as you and one song. Nobody should be so lucky to have a landlord and a Luciana in one song. And we know landlord is going to join us shortly. We're having this conversation with both Bishop Wells, Bishop Kenneth Wells, and Pastor Clinton. And Bishop Wells, you still there?
I am.
Yeah. As you listen to that song done with international recording artists, two international recording artists, as a matter of fact, but certainly Luciana out of Jamaica, well-known right across the world. This is the type of a powerful collaboration that is possible where someone would look at it and say, well, you know, landlord is from a smaller market. Jamaica is a bigger market. Luciana have a greater international reach. But here is talent meeting talent,
yeah.
And great things are happening. Talk to us about how this song symbolizes kind of what you're seeking to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, and especially the diversity in that sound. You'd be surprised how much, you know, in the States that we love the Jamaican sound, we just can't sing it, you know. So this is like to have an artist that we could bring that has that vibe. It would be amazing. We just don't know who they are.
Ah.
You know, so we even have to be exposed. Now, you know, the Floridians, they more so, you know, listen to the island music. But like I'm in California and we don't get it. And when we get it, we love it. We just don't get it that much.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's coming, because we are going to do our part here to ensure that we keep the Gospel Industry Network at the forefront of person's mind, and I'm going to do my part here on the show to make sure, you know, that we touch base with our brothers right across the region. And certainly, like, for example, I mentioned before, we had Jermaine Edwards here, and such a wonderful story. Did a song about 14 years ago, he did a song a while back. And then all of a sudden, during the pandemic, a young man decided to sing his favorite song, and, you know, the rest is history. And so we want to say to persons, if you're out there and you're talented and you're doing things, the possibilities are great. We have on the live line none other than Mr. Landlord himself. Landlord, welcome back to The Essentials.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. I'm so honored to be on the show today. Big up Bishop Wells, Pastor Clinton Minnis. And, you know, just want to say good evening to the wonderful Bahamas, so all the listeners.
Yeah. As an artist, Landlord, you've been around a while. I'm not saying that you're old or anything. You're still a young man. But you've been at this for a while. But you are now, you have put in a lot of work. You have done quite a bit of things. Starting with the Luciana collaboration way back then. You were way ahead of the game of many, many persons. Mm-hmm. But you are now at a place where you are benefiting from being a part of these networks, being in the industry, being known, and also being looked to as an individual who can facilitate growth for others. How does that make you feel in the first instance? And what does this mean for the Bahamas and the Caribbean as a whole?
You know, to tell you the truth, Brother Hubert, it makes me feel good, you know, because I know where I came from. Just seeing what the Lord is doing in my life is just amazing. And I've seen what other people have done for me. They have helped me in my career and helped to bring me up. And so the same thing, I want to pour myself into other people, because what I'm doing today is what I wanted as an artist. I'm an artist first before I, you know, started radio and TV. And so that's why I start to promote artists, because now I got an opportunity to connect with people who are in the industry, like promoters and you know, who push artists, and then I learned from them over the years, going to different conferences. And so I saw what we here in the Bahamas was lacking. And so I decided, you know something, I'm going to bring this home. You know, because a lot of times we suffer because of lack of knowledge. A lot of us didn't know. We, as simple as an artist releasing a new single, some of them don't know that it is protocol to send it as a bio. You got to send your bio, you got to send an MP3, and you got to send a picture. Because if you're forwarding that mail to a disc jockey, number one, he may not know you. How would he be able to speak about you if he do not have a bio to know about you, to speak about you? You know, so that he may even want to do a flip, people could see, well, who is this person singing the song? As simple as that, many artists, they just go into the studio, release a song, and just send it to the radio stations. Some people don't even put a name. And so simple things like this is what artists need to know, and that's where people like me and others could show them, you know, because people showed us. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm here just to really educate and show a lot of the Bahamian artists the easy way to get there. And that is why I have created a network of people, and just being a part of the GIN network, meeting so much other movers and shakers in radio and TV land, it made it much easier, because there's a lot of talented artists here. Their dreams is not only just to make it here in the Bahamas, but to go global. And so I was able to create a network with people all over the world, Africa, Canada, UK, the US, the Caribbean, so that when a small artist who has nobody ever known about from out of the Bahamas, they have a gift and they have hope and they have dream. I want my music to touch the world. And when they connect with me, I am able to make that happen because of this network. We'll be talking about this gospel industry network. The gospel industry network is in over 70 countries. So anywhere I go, I can make a connection through Bishop Wells and all my other partners to get your music to know what impact and anointed, because artists work so hard on their craft. They, you know, we work so hard to write that, and we put so much time to go in the studio to create the right track. And sometimes you'll be going through, you know, hell, but you take your last into your craft because you love it and you want to feed it to the world. And it is such a blessing when you are able to present that song to the world and they could say, that tastes so good. And so many artists here in the Bahamas want to feed their music to the world, but they just don't know
exactly
how to do it. But and the Gospel Industry Network is here.
And this is why we are having this show this evening. You know, it's not to showcase Landlord.
Yes.
It's not to showcase Pastor Clinton. It's not to showcase Bishop Wells. I think they are have already done enough for themselves to be well-placed. This is about you. This is about you who got an opportunity only last week to sing in front of the choir or to sing at a concert. And you thought things were going terribly, terribly wrong. And at the end, everybody got up and cheered for you and you realized, oops, I might just be onto something here. This is an opportunity for the artists who have, you know, put out a couple of songs, done a couple of things, but is not sufficiently professionalized is craft or is output. This is an opportunity for the Bahamas as a country to stamp its name and its credit on the gospel genre of the world, because the quality which comes out of the Bahamas will speak to the Bahamian brand. And the more persons that we can get outside of this country known in whatsoever arena they will be known, it will be beneficial for the country. So Bishop Wells, you know, it's certainly, this is the sort of thing which I think we here on The Essential will give to you. You can know that you have a platform here, and whenever you call, if you can't find me, you certainly will find Landlord, and if you find Landlord, you will find me. Well, but we are here to support you because we believe that this, that which you have started and is now offering to the Bahamas, is really, really important and fundamental for the country taking the next step as it relates to gospel music. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, let me say this also, you know, in the organization, you learn a lot because the gospel industry has changed tremendously. And those of us that have been doing it for a while, we're relearning it because how we used to make money, we're not making as much money that way. So like what Landlord was saying, when you send your music in, you send your one sheet, which is your bio and your MP3, but you also want to send a YouTube video of your performance, because if I see you perform and I like you, that's going to make me play you too, you know. But I want to say this about Landlord, is he is considered as a living legend with us because of his willingness to share his stage and mentor people, you know. And that's what I really, really appreciate about, you know, him. He's there really trying to help. He spends his own money traveling to all these conventions so that he can bring back the right equipment for the Bahamas. And that says a lot for a man, and bring back things to the people that he loves and wants to see them succeed. That's what makes him a mentor. And that's what we need, is more mentors.
Yeah, and you know, that's such a powerful thing to hear. But I'm going to say this, and I don't want anyone to think I'm depreciating the point which Bishop just made. I don't expect anything less. This man was mentored.
Right.
This man was mentored by the absolute, one of the absolute best.
Yeah, and what was his motto, Landlord? He said, wasn't he the one that said when he died he wanted to die what?
Die empty.
Empty.
Die empty. And so, you know, this is the type of thing which, you know, I think makes the world move, where you can look at an individual who poured their lives into others. That individual has moved on, and here it is. Those others are now pouring themselves into many others. Pastor Clinton, is back over to you, because you are the man on the ground. You are the one who is going to have to, carry out all of the strategies, because landlord is ready, landlord is poised, landlord is willing and capable and always out there mentoring, doing his thing. How do we gather together all of those persons who are listening, but they're kind of shy? They don't want to step out. How do you get them first into your light, a private light, and then get them out into the brighter light of the Bahamas, and then eventually on the bright stages of the world? What is the plan for 2023-2024?
Well, as Bishop had mentioned, we had began a process, and even working with the Ministry of Tourism, to create a platform to invite them to give a sense of presence for what this chapter means. For example, this conversation that we're having, but the people from the various marketplaces, like you would have, for example, as you know, tourism work with what you call a Travel Writers Association. If chapters come here, it almost represents a travel marketplace where folks can come here and impress upon our people, to expose our people to see what's happening. So the networking of persons in our leadership team, the influence of those persons, that is what we're working on to draw the strategic leaders and those who have influence with churches. For example, Pastor Dave is one of our advisors, Pastor Diana Francis. So we have strategic advisors, Edison Sumner, who are working with us to make sure that once we rally the troops, and the timing is right, we can truly represent what a Bahamas chapter should be about. So when we create our business plan that we've been working on for the business of gospel and our relationship with our networks, this is our point of sale, to let persons know, here's the home of gospel that you can be a part of, and we are connected to a global family that is headed by Bishop Wells. And so we are now poised, and we have been planning for the past 2 weeks, actually, to have our third retreat, which, in other words, will bring together persons who would represent chapters in each island, and also those who are leaders in their own way, so that we can have this sense of, I think Bishop Wells in 2021, the gin started out in last year, this new culture of collaboration. I think that is what we see, collaboration for gospel music and gospel industry partners to work together so that the gospel would not take second place in the Bahamas. And so that is what we're seeking to do, to pull them in, to offer them benefits and give them the marketplace in America and wherever gin is, so that they can benefit, they can live off the gospel, yes, as they so desire, in using their skills and their gifts and their crafts. So our retreat that we are planning on at the Bahamas level is our preparation ground to expose, to educate our artists, so that when we are ready to receive Bishop Wells and the entire team that are excited about coming to the Bahamas, we will be ready. So we're making a state of readiness, so to speak, Hubert, mm-hmm, to make sure we know how to host and how to facilitate our persons, but our people would benefit even from them coming here.
Definitely, and we will keep an eye on you, and we'll hold you accountable to that. As Bishop started out at the beginning, it's about integrity, it's about accountability. Bishop, we are almost clean out of time. We have 4 minutes to go on the show. It's a wonderful conversation. We could go at this all night, but we want to say to Landlord, thank you for joining us, Landlord. We want to have your final words as you just leave something with the people.
Well, I would like to say is, That's my question, or Bishop?
Pardon me?
That's for me, right?
That's your question. That's where, right, Bishop is a star here. He go last.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But anyway, I would just like to say, if you are an artist and you have a passion, you have a vision, and you have a goal to get your ministry, your song out there, connect with us. You know, we're having an event. Pastor Minister, what is the date that we have set?
We are confirming to meet with in gospel industry, our leadership team. We are meeting on this Saturday. First of all, that is to prepare the groundwork, and we're preparing for next year, March. But we definitely, this week, Saturday, our leadership team of GIN, we are meeting to set the stage for the exact timeline in which we want to prepare for next year.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage everybody to connect with us. Follow us on Facebook, and, you know, whenever we get that date, we'll make sure, you know, send it to you guys, because we'd love for you all to be a part of the GIN network.
Thank you so much, Landlord. It's always a pleasure. You're a good friend. I hold you as a brother, and, you know where to find me. Whenever, shout, whatever. Thank you very much, man, for your contribution. As an ambassador to the Bahamas, you know, you're an ambassador in many, many ways, and we celebrate you, we appreciate you, we respect you for the work and the time, the effort you've been putting in. And so, to you, Pastor Clinton, your final words. We only have a couple of minutes, go quickly.
Well, all I want to say is thank you, Hubert, for the essentials. Thank you, Landlord. As our VP of Global of Media and our Global Connection, for connecting Bishop Bell to such a strategic partner in the Essentials, which represent the diaspora. I think this means a lot. And so the new culture of collaboration, that if the Bahamas, like they did back in the day, we are a world, we are a children, if we can bring together a collaboration of our chapters, our Bahamas, to express who we are globally, I think this would be an added value to Bishop Bell's vision and how we can support and facilitate him so that our artists can have a sense of place in this bigger network that we're talking about. And so I just want to thank you, thank Bishop Bell, thank Landlord, and we're getting ready to make our presence felt in a greater way in the Bahamas.
Definitely. Again, we're going to hold you to that. So, Pastor Wells, Bishop Wells, you have the final word. It was certainly a pleasure connecting with you, and we thank you for agreeing to be here. And as you, kind of leave your final word with us, we want you to, you know, remind us of how important this is and to lay out your commitment to helping us in this side of the world to become stage ready on your side of the world.
Well, thank you again for this this time. And I just can say, you know, hey, just come and hang out with us and you'll see what we do. You can follow us. Our website is thegin.org. That's thegin.org. And my contact information, my email is bishopkenwells@yahoo.com. So if you have any questions and follow-ups, you can hit me up. And thank you again, brother, for this opportunity. Thank you, Landlord.
You're welcome, bro.
Yeah, it was certainly my pleasure. It was certainly a privilege to, you know, sit here, have this conversation. This was one of them wonderful ones. I told you this was going to be good. More importantly, this conversation has legs. It doesn't stop here. It goes on into the future. And the value that we seek to glean from this start is value for not self, not just us. Yeah, we want some of that value too, but not just us. We want to build a critical mass right here in the Bahamas. I think the talent is there. I think the desire is there. But there is a need for greater help, assistance, and infrastructure. And if through these conversations, through these connections had, then certainly we would have played a part and we would have been proud to be a part of facilitating this. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. We always like to end our show by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. The only thing that is left to say is walk good, be good, one love, and Ubuntu. Good night.
So many counted me up. So many counted me out.
got so much in my life to do. Don't count me out, it's not over for me. I'm moving forward and you can't stop me. Count me out, I'm not through. I've got so much in my life.